The El Feshloum roundabout is in the heart of Tripoli. On most days during the year, hundreds of African laborers can be found here looking for work. But during the holy month of Ramadan, things slow down and the crowds thin. Abdulrahim is a painter from Niger. He says he came to Libya 2 years ago to find work and provide for his family back home.
During Ramadan, work is hard to come by. Many of us don't make enough money to be able to buy food. I have friends who haven't eaten for days, but some people do try to help.
The UN says there are more than 610,000 migrants in Libya. It's long been a transit hub for African migrants trying to reach Europe. The International Organization for Migration says at least 660 people died risking the dangerous journey in the Mediterranean Sea, and nearly 900 are missing. Some migrants, such as Sufyan from Sudan, are not interested in going to Europe. They seek economic opportunities in Libya.
Some of us have family members who are sick and need to make money for their treatment. There is little work during Ramadan. It's hard for us. I need to work so I can eat and send money to my family.
Ramadan is the holiest month for Muslims. They fast from sunrise until sunset and believe it's a time for giving and acts of charity. Many migrants depend on the goodwill of Libyans, such as Hamid Al-Deeb, who started the Fariq Ihsan charity organization 7 years ago.
During Ramadan, laborers don't find work, so we try to help them and give them food. It's our obligation as Muslims to help those in need.
Libya has been engulfed in conflict and political divisions for more than a decade. But migrants still risk coming here because there are no job opportunities at home. Although difficult and at times dangerous, for some, it's their only hope to provide for themselves and their families. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.